launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's talk about one of your stories. You've got something about the New York Metro. They're trying to deal with the downturn. There's an economic downturn. People are having a tough time, and so they're looking to help, well, themselves, right?
Solving the financial crisis gripping New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority will require every regional employer to pay a new payroll tax. New tolls on motorists on the East River and Harlem crossings, the new commission's report said on Thursday. Subway and bus riders will also have to pay higher fares, according to Richard Rekovic.
Nice.
Revich.
That's going to help all those poor people.
Yeah, this is great, isn't it? See, this is my point that no matter what the economic condition, the government will always get theirs to the point that it actually devours itself.
This is true.
So all you have to do is look around. Detroit's a great example. Many of the major cities and minor cities and towns in the Rust Belt. There's a town here in New Hampshire called Berlin. It's Berlin, but I guess during World War I, they didn't want to be associated in some way with the bad guys, so they just decided to pronounce it wrong. But anyhow, the fact is the people are moving out of those towns. The people in those towns are getting poorer and poorer. They're raising tax rates all over because the city government's got used to being big, fat, sassy ticks sitting on the butt of the dog that is working hard, that is the American person.
Life was good for a little while. And
because these property rates were going up. And so, therefore, the tax rates were going up just as fast. And they were growing their programs and adding new bureaucrats and buying crap and, building things and tearing up roads and doing all the dumb stuff that they always do. And then they were doing it at such a pace that now, well, what are we going to do? We aren't getting the money. As a matter of fact, some people's property values are going down. We're getting less money. We didn't budget for this. We need more money. So instead of doing what they should do, remember, this is an organization, government, no matter which one you look at, that's there to serve people, to serve the people that
that's
it's
what they claim.
Taxing. But right, and the proof is
nonsense.
Just the opposite. They're there to serve themselves.
Yep. And it's exactly as you point out, Mark. I mean, these government people have been used to getting in a certain amount of money, and all of a sudden the party's over, and all they know how to do is to keep doing scrambling to try to bring in the same amount of money or more instead of actually cutting back and doing what's necessary to pare things down.
So many governments, local and municipal, county governments, state governments even, are essentially fudging the numbers on people's tax rates. They're assessing the houses way too high. As far as I'm concerned, if that organization is going to assess your house at a certain rate, it should be required to buy the house at that rate. Look, you're saying the house is worth $167,000. Mm-hmm. I'd like that $167,000. You can have the house. But obviously, this would never happen. The taxpayers would be forced to pay for these things. But at the very least, you would have a dissolution of the government that much faster because it would be forced to pay for it.
I was watching, today I was watching some Stéphane Molyneux videos from Free Domain Radio. And he was talking, there's one of them that's very recent where he sort of riffs off the Matrix and is pointing out how essentially, the Matrix is a great metaphor for, what's really going on today.
It's a great metaphor for a lot of things, but go ahead.
It's true. And what he was talking about was, in one of the videos, was the rise and fall of various empires over the years, and talking about how the people who make it their job and their livelihood to control others had figured out that when your slaves believe they're free, they're much more productive. If you actually have, if you go back hundreds of years to where people actually owned other people outright, and they had them on a plantation with taskmasters with whips at their backs, and you actually had a real what we think of today as slavery situation going on. Do you call that chattel slavery? I'm not sure.
I think so. And I've been watching the series, HBO series called Rome, and it's amazing how many people were owned, inside this empire.
So they, when you actually own the slaves outright and you control everything about their actions, it's very difficult because you have to, it costs a lot more money. You've got to pay to feed them and house them, and you've got to pay the taskmasters, and it's a very expensive process,
right.
and they don't really want to work.
Right, they don't want to work that hard, so they're going to try to slough off whenever they can.
Right, so so the people who are interested in controlling others learned that if you allow the slaves more freedom, that they produce more for you. And so what Molyneux was, I think, brilliantly pointing out, and I've used the term big prison before, like that we all live in a comfy prison. But I think that I think Molyneux might have had a better term, and that is a farm. That essentially that when you look at the world map and you see the countries, these arbitrary lines drawn on the map,
yeah,
you're not looking at countries, you're looking at farms. And yes, you can leave one farm, but you're always just going into another farm. So you have the freedom to leave the farm called the United States, but you're just going to move to the farm called Jamaica or the farm called the UK or whatever, where these control freaks, these sickos in these agencies they calling themselves government, have essentially mastered the ability to extract as much as they possibly can from the slaves on that particular farm. The slaves have been given the illusion that they have freedom, when in point of fact, anybody that takes a look at the situation objectively can see that there is no such thing as freedom here, in that your efforts are being taxed to the point of about 50%, in some cases more than that. You're paying
just in this country, and
right,
this is the land of the free.
So you're losing a significant portion of your efforts via confiscatory taxation, and we're not even beginning to talk about regulations and costs of complying with things like that. So I thought it was just a brilliant point that essentially they've just managed to essentially convince the slaves into believing that they're free, and that they've expanded the size of the plantation to such a large extent that people don't realize that they're on a plantation anymore. And what he was talking about is the rise and fall of the empires, and how when people have enough freedom, the state is really raking it in because people are out there producing, and that means that the income for the state is going up. It's what's happening in China right now, where China's letting off on the restrictions, and people are being more productive, so China's getting in more tax dollars as a result of that. But there's a certain point at which it tops out, where the government is taking in so much money.
It has to do something with that money. And
so
what
it creates tyranny.
Right. So in anything that it does, whether it's building a school or whether it's conquering the people to the north, south, east, or west.
Or killing people. Yeah.
Right. Or sending its own citizens into gulags and gas chambers. It doesn't matter what it is. And those are obviously extreme examples. But everything. Building a school. Feeding the poor people. All of these things are tyranny because they're taking in the money, they're forcing you to pay it, and so they have to build these programs. These programs then get a little they get a life of their own as the governments play with the monetary system. Things go up, things go down, but these programs, they still need to get paid.
Right. So they keep sucking the wealth. So at the very top of the peak, the government's pulling it in. The people in the country are still making a lot of money. Everybody's really comfortable. Government's raking in money, but as you say, Mark, they're creating new programs all the time, expanding the existing programs. Eventually something changes, something tips, the economy goes into a downturn, and as we were talking about, the government doesn't know what to do. It wants to keep expanding, it wants to keep doing tyranny.
It knows what to do, it just is never successful.
But the money's not there anymore, so they start printing it out, and that just causes more problems, and then the empire falls. So we're at some point towards the near the beginning of the end here for this country. And it's about damn time. I hope it would just. I wish it'd be over now, but it's not yet.
Yeah, I just
there are more death throes to go through.
When I've thought about the idea of secession for a state, and I think it's a great idea. I think that New Hampshire and many other states need to secede. I just don't see it happening, because when you look at the people that came and that went and voted, you'll find that the vast majority of these people. Oh my God, you can't talk to them about secession.
Really? Well, I don't know, man. A lot of people are voting for the lesser of two evils.
I don't think they're ever vote for. I think if you put it on the ballot, you're going to see 10 or 20% tops.
Well, that's what the polls show. The polls say about 20% support the idea.
So it'll never happen from a vote standpoint. However, if the United States government itself either A, becomes so tyrannical or so eaten from the inside and that it's so poor, maybe then.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, how would you describe the New Hampshire Liberty Forum to someone who's never been?
It's a Liberty convention with more speakers than you'd have ever imagined. It's probably one of the largest ones ever. It's also an opportunity to come up to New Hampshire. I believe they have tours about the state to some extent.
Do they do tours during the Liberty Forum?
Well, they certainly go to Capitol Building.
Okay, they do that.
If nothing else. And it's... it's an opportunity to come up and see New Hampshire. If you're thinking about moving for the Free State Project, it's great for that. And you'll get to hang around a bunch of liberty-loving individuals for 3 days.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Lots of opportunities to network, to socialize, to libate, to have a little after-hours partying, plus plenty of panel discussions, speakers, and lots of big names that if you're in the Liberty Movement, you've heard of before. People like Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, David Nolan, founder of the Libertarian Party, Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane is going to be there, Matt Simon from the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Both Heller and Jacobs are Free State Project members. So big names, and those are just a handful of the speakers, which, by the way, it's my understanding that the early bird discount is going to be going away sometime this month, I think on the 20th. So if you want to get involved with the early bird discount, you need to go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get signed up sooner rather than later because that discount's going to go away. However, you can lessen the cost even more by using the Free Talk Live discount code, which is 2009FTL. 2009FTL saves you 10% off the already low prices. So even if you don't sign up with the early bird discount, you wait and you procrastinate, you'll still be able to save 10% off of the later pricing scheme with the Free Talk Live discount code. So keep that in mind, but make a move sooner rather than later so you can get your hotel reserved, so you can make sure that you're actually going to be staying in the same hotel, just because that's just more convenient. It's just really convenient to stay in the hotel where the convention is taking place. That way all you have to do is, you know, throw on some sandals and come downstairs. You don't have to get all bundled up to go outside to go to a different hotel, because it will be in the middle of winter. We're talking about early March. March 5th through the 8th, and it's a blast. It's a great opportunity to come up here and get to know some of these great activists here in New Hampshire and meet some of the Liberty superstars like Glenn Jacobs. So head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up. Our number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we were talking about how the New York metro system is going to be increasing fares because, well, they've got a certain amount of money that they're used to getting in. And I guess with the economic downturn, they're not getting it for whatever reason. I would think people would still need to go from point A to point B, but maybe they're just being more judicious about their decisions as far as when and where they're traveling.
Well, I've heard that at certain times of the day, it seems like that's, at least they're proposing this if it wasn't happening. But I know the tolls were like $7 just to get into Manhattan when I went through the last time. However, I've heard that they want to make them as high as 20.
Whoa!
You know,
for just a regular car?
At certain times of the day. So
I see.
You can in order to, you know, cut down on people traveling in. But during this recession, I imagine some people are probably just not going into the city as much as they were. And
if you don't have to, sure.
That's a big issue.
So now everybody else that has to for work or for whatever other reasons are going to be subsidizing the government bureaucracy. And it's just awful. And you're seeing these trends everywhere where governments, whether they are New York City or your local town governments, are just... They claim that they're unable to cut anything. They claim that they're unable to...
We've cut it to the bone.
Oh, right.
Come on. There's no waste in our
Isn't
government.
Isn't that what the Republicans said a couple years ago?
That's what they said as far as government went. And it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
But I've heard a local bureaucrat here say, oh, this is not a wasteful government. What?
Right, yeah. I mean, because that's just absurd on its face.
Right.
There are governments all across the state of New Hampshire that are operating on less than keen.
It's like saying it's not a female woman. I mean, the fact is government is wasteful by its very nature.
This is true. They have no incentives.
Because it can't allocate funds in the manner that it's supposed to, and it doesn't have any, price deterrent.
I think it's time for a property tax revolt, personally, but I think I'm the only one who thinks that. So until...
I'm for a property tax revolt, and let me know how it goes.
Yeah, you're for it. Thanks for your moral support.
Go ahead and get them guys. Get those suckers. They're bad.
So, anyway, you can continue here and bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. I go to the email box from John in Ontario. He says... Hey, I was just listening to the show recently when you were convinced that it would be impossible to produce roads at a reasonable price. This is actually addressed to you, Mark. To produce roads at a reasonable price without resorting to eminent domain. I feel that you've underestimated the capability of the free market to secure the necessary land. As I understand it, your concern is that as property was being purchased, one by one to produce a road, the other property along the route would escalate in price as the property owners became aware of what was happening. I think it's a reasonable fear, by the way. I think you fear that the price would escalate practically without limit, but I don't think you've considered all of the downward pressures, and I will cover some of them one at a time. First, there would be a substantial market pressure for people to be good members of society. If a property owner was extravagantly unreasonable, he would soon find that other people would soon stop trading with him or use other financial sanctions to bring him into line, such as charging him more for services. This pressure would exist for any antisocial individual or activity and would be a substantial force toward moderation and good social behavior throughout society. This would not constitute initiated force, as a free man can choose whom he deals with. It would operate in a similar fashion as government force does currently to ensure that members of society act in a way that benefits society as a whole. In fact, I believe it would be far more effective as it offers both reward and punishment, while all that government brings to the table is force and theft. A free society would also likely be a much more polite society, as no man can exist without trade, and therefore no man could afford to alienate those that he must trade with. A point system similar to eBay would ensure that you could not easily run away from your own bad behavior. Another downward pressure would simply be that at some point the price demand would be higher than the buyer is willing to pay. As the price gets higher, the reward for selling and the possible financial risks of holding out too long would likely produce a price below what you and I fear that it would be. An extravagant price for one or two properties out of hundreds or more properties along a roadway would not seriously change the overall cost. But the strongest point is this one. No sensible company developing a roadway would proceed as you are imagining, although governments might have done so this way in the past. As I see it, property for a roadway would be arranged with conditional offers of purchase, and negotiations with multiple property owners would proceed at the same time.
Yeah, somebody sent me something. I believe it's... Auction design theory. And I read through that, and it does make a lot of sense.
This would be assisted by secrecy clauses and substantial penalties. If I was planning to build a road, I would survey several routes beforehand and begin negotiations on all of those routes simultaneously. This would cause some additional upfront costs, but the overall reduction in purchase price would make it more than worthwhile. Each offer of purchase would be conditional on the prospective buyer being successful in the other necessary negotiations. The seller, having no way of knowing how many other negotiations were ongoing, would be forced to negotiate in good faith and could not hijack the process, as the potential buyer would always have other options. The potential buyer, knowing the cost associated with each route, could consider this while negotiating to ensure a suitable price. Once all of the properties had accepted offers to purchase, the deals would close.
Yeah.
More, a little bit more on this here in moments, and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Plus, Mark, you've got some corrupt cop stories for us tonight. We haven't done corrupt cops in a while. We'll get to that and take your calls about whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hey GCN listeners, if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. All of them. So I enjoy that on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. We give it away, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can get straight to the streams by going to listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about eminent domain, an email following up a discussion we had, I think it was actually back in October. But the email pointing out some real, I think, good reasons, one of them in particular, why Mark's kind of scary scenario of, well, nobody would be able to build the roads because people would get wind that someone was buying up the properties. They'd raise their prices beyond the point where the person could buy them. Nobody could build a road. And this guy pointed out a real good answer to that objection, and that is that the negotiations would go on with multiple property owners at the same time. Secrecy clauses would be involved. Various different routes would be planned out, and all of the negotiations on all the routes would be happening essentially simultaneously. So that wouldn't even be a possibility. And because the buyers would understand that there was other negotiations going on at the same time for different potential routes, they would have a natural downward pressure on the potential price that the agreement would end up coming to. I think it was an excellent point that he made, but he continues with a few more thoughts. He says, I feel that your argument in favor of eminent domain is somewhat akin to the creationist pointing to some evolved structure, such as the flagellum, and saying, this could not have evolved naturally, therefore a creator must have designed it. This actually means, I cannot imagine how this evolved, therefore it must have been designed. Similarly, just because you cannot see how the free market would solve a particular problem does not mean that it cannot. Even if your argument is correct, and I think it is not, that would not justify the use of force, and I believe the property owner would have every right to defend his property against seizure with all resources and force at his disposal. If you adhere to the non-aggression principle, it is not necessary to understand all of the details to know what is right, and this principle must not be discarded for expediency, as this will simply bring back all of the evils of government in a short time, as each little aggression is justified as necessary.
Well, I think that I hear a couple of arguments in there that I think don't hold water. So far, you would agree that we are in a state of anarchy, no government at all times, and that when there weren't really governments around, anarchy existed, right?
Some would point out that we're in a state of anarchy today.
And if you can look at ancient Iceland and all the other anarchies out there, because you just said they existed, and they failed. So the fact is, he's pointing out that government will just come back. I understand his concern, and I do have a concern that small government will grow into large, tyrannical government. It's a big concern of mine. However, I don't think that you can, babies in bathwater, you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
Well, I don't think you should kill off a small government simply because it might grow into a large one. We failed at this point.
I have no love for people using force on others, so I will never embrace a small government.
I understand that
government is nothing more than men and women.
You will embrace it if it.
I won't.
If you're currently in a larger government and then go to a smaller one.
Government
I've heard you many, many times say that you'll take smaller government
I'll
over what we have today.
But that doesn't mean I'll embrace it or approve of it. I mean, if they're going to cut my taxes by 50%, I'm not going to argue. But as far as government is concerned, government's nothing more than a group of men and women using a monopoly, with a monopoly of force over a certain geographic area. And there's nothing moral and there's nothing right about that. I don't care how small their activities are. If they're forcing people to do things they don't want to do, or forcing them to do things or to not do things they do want to do, they're going to come up against my opposition.
All I'm saying is that the fact is, I'll agree that republics haven't worked so far, and I say that there's some things that we need to do in order to change that. We need constitutions with teeth, instant runoff voting. These two things would go a huge way in preventing the growth of government at this point. And anarchy, no government situations, they've all failed too.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I don't think anybody's really ever tried a anarchic situation that has to do with people actually coming to the conclusion that the concept of government is a bad one and rejecting it out of hand.
I understand where you're coming from on that, but that's really only the goal of every Republican and every Democrat here in the United States, is if we could only get everybody to think like we do. That system, not going to work. Sorry, because you're not going to get everybody to think like you do, and that's why a small government or no government scenario work, because everybody's not going to think the same way and people need to have choices.
I'm not asking everybody to think the same way. I'm just asking them to leave their neighbors alone. I think there's a difference there. I don't care what your ideology is or your worldview. Just stop forcing it on me. That's all. You don't have to think the exact same way as I do. You just have to stop being forceful towards your neighbors. That's all I'm asking.
Got a long
way
to go to get to that.
Is it? Is it unreasonable for you to
absolutely
ask those things?
I have no problem with
it
that.
It is unreasonable. You're saying
no,
it's unreasonable?
No, it is not unreasonable. No, it's not. I have no problem with that. You know I don't have a problem
all
with
right
it. But, I mean, how's it going?
How's what going?
Getting there.
We're working on it. 800-259-9231. So John, the emailer here, says, I've not researched the subject, and I'm sure there's much I've not considered to strengthen my arguments. As always, I enjoy the stimulating discussion on this topic. Free Talk Live rarely bores me. Your vigorous defense, Mark, of eminent domain, caused me to think about the subject in more depth than I ever had before. Free Talk Live is often doing this sort of thing to me. So thank you for the email, John. We go to your phone calls about what you want. And we talked to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hang on. I've got some good news for you. In Florida, we're starting to bring the property taxes down. And we just talked to our county today, and they're going to have a meeting Tuesday. Alachua County's already come on the TV about it. They're going to lower the taxes. They said this will help out everybody. And
well, if that's true, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, we talked about what you were just talking about downsizing, okay, the government. and all that here. I mean, even in the counties, we've talked to them about this, too.
Here's an idea, Paula. Instead of using the term government, this is another one I picked up from Stéphane Molyneux.
No, Paula used the term government.
Government or whatever. Instead of using that term, how about we start calling it what it is, instead of using this pretty little term that everybody's so enamored with? Instead of calling it government, how about we call it the violent monopoly?
Don't listen to him.
Because
that's a good expression.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah,
it's an agency with a monopoly over the use of coercive force in a specific geographic area, and it's violence is its number one tool. So there might be other monopolies like the cable company or the power company, but they're not the violent monopoly. This is the violent monopoly. So let's start labeling it that way and then see what people think.
Well, you know, the truth comes down to it. God owns the land, not the county or not the state. Okay, it belongs to him. But anyway, I've got some big news for you.
Does he have a title?
We just found out that thousands of stores are going to start closing all over the country. And they're telling, even Wash is telling everybody, start stocking
what?
Up.
Just various different stores, you mean?
Yep, lots of retailers.
Thousands. Anyway, we found out.
Well, Starbucks is closing like 600 stores, right?
Friends and
no,
things
this is
going to
be thousands.
Really?
But anyway, we just got some more news. Because of the electrical problem, they said a lot of the big companies that produce things, all that, they said they can't pay their light bills now. And they said the power company is going to start shutting the power off like 2 hours, you know, at a time, and then cutting it back on.
Brown out.
And this is going to be happening out all over the country because there's a lot of people that, you know, these big industrial people, they can't pay their light bill.
Catastrophe.
Sounds bad. I mean, at least we're not in Zimbabwe.
Well, the thing is, I mean, this is going to, you know, we're getting into a serious situation. And but anyway.
Buy some gold, some silver, ammo, some liquor.
Yeah. No,
some
you don't
food.
Need liquor, but I mean,
well,
wine.
Well, some people say that liquor would be good to have to trade in the in the down economy if there's like a true recession situation where you can't really get food too easily. If you've got liquor, people are going to want that. Cigarettes, people want that stuff.
Well, see, like where we
liquor
live,
holds
we're out
longer
the,
though.
We're out in the rural area, so I mean, we have fruit trees and we've got a garden, going and stuff
nothing.
Like that. But
I'm gonna be
anyway,
in trouble.
I've got this is weird. I had planted a garden. I planted some herbs. I tell you what, the seeds have blown everywhere. They're all along the road. They're growing. I mean, these herbs are coming up everywhere.
I like a good herb, Paula. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
There's rosemary everywhere.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark, you've got a couple different drug-related cop stories. One of them is a drug-dealing cop. Plus, I've got one or two to throw in here. We'll do a corrupt cops block here in a few moments, and of course, take your calls if you make them about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Haven't done corrupt cops in a while. There's always a bevy of them to choose from. There's never any shortage of corrupt cop stories out there. Somebody could do an entire radio show with only corrupt cop stories if they wanted to. We'll share a handful of them here in moments and take your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drink and Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drink and Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drink and Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverINC.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call, but probably not. 800-259-9231, because all of a sudden the phones have blown up, so we will get right into these here. By the way, I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, helping Free Talk Live spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get perks too. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board as we go to Dale, calling from our very own beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, on the Amp line. Hello, Dale.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
So Mark was saying how we can't have anarchy unless everybody agrees to it. And what I was going to say is that the way modern authoritarian governments work is they, in order for them to work, they take massive compliance, like 99 point something compliance. And so I don't think we need everyone to agree in order to disrupt their violence. I think we just need a tireless minority that starts sort of a brush fire in the minds of people to get people to just stop obeying and complying with everything, and it will come to a screeching halt, I think. I think it's just being a wrench in that is actually giving me a lot of optimism.
I don't know that I was, in fact, saying that. I was correcting Ian on his, in this anarchist world or whatever, you would have people with a whole new paradigm thinking about things in such a way. I was correcting him on what he was saying there. I don't know that it necessarily would take everybody agreeing. Just backing my co-host into a corner.
Well, I'm just saying it's a reason for optimism, and I don't think that that's been done yet. I mean, I think it's a relatively – now that we have the Internet and ideas and information are exchanged so rapidly, and I think it's what it's going to do is it's going to allow the good ideas to be – and the bad ideas to be vetted more quickly and filtered more quickly.
It does seem to be the case.
This stuff is going to rise to the top more quickly, and we're going to see – people rejecting the violence and the aggression of,
I think you're right. I think,
statism.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and I think a lot of people understand that government is way too big. I mean, when the, you go and you ask them that question, most of them will say yes. And I think that most people resent the idea, a lot of people resent the idea of paying taxes, but they've been sort of brainwashed to believe that it's necessary in order to have a you know, a nice, quiet, peaceful society in which to live. You know, the cost of society is taxes or whatever, freedom ain't free, all the other cliches that they've been indoctrinated with over time. And so I think that most people you're dealing with are the follower sort. You know, whatever it is that seems popular at the moment is what is the bandwagon they're going to be willing to jump on. And I think you're absolutely right, Dale, when you point out that this tireless minority that's out there setting those brush fires for liberty, out there non-cooperating and showing people the truth about government, and that is that it is a monopoly agency with coercive force, the violent monopoly, as Molyneux is putting it now, and I think I'm going to try to adjust my phraseology to replace the term government with the violent monopoly. But as people are shown the truth behind what the government is, many of them are going to reject the concept of government, and they're going to come on board with us, and as liberty becomes more popularized, the followers will begin following the liberty people instead of following the agents of coercion. And so, yeah, I mean, we're probably never going to have 100% because certainly there are always going to be those who wish to control others. But if those who were being controlled no longer wish to be controlled, there's nothing those who want to control can really do about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's way too much work to try and keep them and, you know, to kind of constantly crack the whip, you know?
Right, they can't. I mean,
they can't.
That's why the system works. It goes back to what we were talking about before with the big farm.
They have to make examples out of a few people and get those people to cave and scare everybody with it. If that tactic stops working, it stops. It doesn't work. They can't, you know, it won't. They can't go for very long constantly cracking the whip and constantly tyrannically micromanaging everybody.
Absolutely, because it's too costly.
They make examples of a few people. That judge, when in Lauren's trial, even said, you know, we have to make an example.
Yep.
We have to send a message to the underground that this is not acceptable, you know, because he saw us as a threat.
Sure.
We were just speaking our minds and saying that violence was wrong and that the government was being violent. And you know, that idea is going to spread, and he knows it.
Yeah.
And so it's like he had to crack a whip on Lauren and make an example of her. If everyone doesn't fall in line like he's planning, then his plan falls apart.
Well, exactly, and it goes back to the discussion we were having earlier about the sort of the idea that we're all just on a big farm and we're all essentially slaves on this big plantation, and that if you're trying to really micromanage your slaves like they did hundreds of years ago, it's incredibly costly. But if the slaves believe that they're free and they go and they produce and they voluntarily hand over their production, whatever they've reaped from their production to you, the slave master, then that's a good deal. And that's what you're saying here, is their entire system depends on people's consent with, you know, to go along with the rules, even though they don't like them, to go along with it. And as long as the people keep going along with it, then nothing will change. But if a small percentage just stops and encourages others to do the same, then their whole house of cards will come crumbling down. And I think that's what we're trying to achieve here in New Hampshire, but more specifically the Keene region, where a number of more non-cooperative voluntarists.
When you say we, you're not talking about me. All I want is lower taxes, man. That's all I'm looking for.
Sure. And I meant specifically those who are engaging in non-cooperation.
You're not
going to
get it, Mark.
I'm not going to get lower taxes.
You're not going to get it unless you oppose until you oppose it morally as theft. You're not going to get lower taxes.
Oh, I'm willing to oppose it morally as theft.
I think you can work through the system and get the government to be smaller. It's not the nature of government. The only way government's going to get smaller is if we actually oppose it.
It's not the nature of this particular government, that's for sure.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's not the nature of this particular government, that's for sure.
Well, it's not the nature of any violent monopoly to shrink. I mean, it's the nature of it to grow.
Well, we haven't created
that. We're not going to actually shrink their power and their authority over us until we actually oppose them.
Dale, how many republics?
And when we play their little games and stuff, then we fuel it and they get larger.
Dale, how many republics have really been tried? Genuine, new, different ideas have been tried.
There's nothing
in the area
new
of government.
And different about violence, Mark.
They're never. It's a bad idea. It's never going to work. It's tragically flawed because it's illogical and irrational.
Thank you, Dale, for the call. Appreciate that.
Sure.
And thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Osborne in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason Osborne.
Good evening, gentlemen. We got breaking news out here in Texas.
Breaking news.
I'm with Sam I.M. from the Obscure Truth Network and Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted.
Excellent.
We just busted our first cops tonight.
What happened?
Well, we set up a house that we rented as a fake marijuana grow operation.
Okay, what'd you do? Put a bunch of hot lamps in there or something?
Yeah, we had the grow lamps and everything, you know, piped out the vents just like you would if you were growing marijuana, except we didn't. We had a couple Christmas trees and a nice little sign that said Merry Christmas.
Sweet.
And tricked the cops into executing an illegal search warrant.
Really?
We had surveillance set up all over the house on the front porch and inside in the interior of the house, all being digitally recorded on site, and we were streaming it through the internet and watching it from a remote location.
Sweet. Beautiful.
The cops, true to form, got their illegal search warrant, busted in the house.
What was illegal about the search warrant? Just out of curiosity.
They had no probable cause.
Okay.
Wait, flying over with the infrared thing is not good enough?
You can't fly over with the infrared thing unless you have a warrant to do so.
Ah.
Okay, interesting.
I think so. I could be wrong about that. Or... it could be the case that the infrared thing is not enough to execute the search warrant.
Oh, but Barry Cooper is a former...
one of those, it's illegal. We had three attorneys on site confirming all.
Wow. So you caught him red-handed.
Yep, I was manning the command center. It was awesome. Had five screens in front of me. I was running all the cameras, you know, panning them around and zooming in on people. And it was a good old time. And then Barry and the rest of the crew went over to the house and confronted them. Sam had his camera. We got it all on film, screaming at the cops and causing a big old scene, Barry Cooper style.
Awesome.
And
Barry Cooper.
The cops went back into the house to look around and search, and they had told the crew that they were going to confiscate all the video cameras.
Sure they would.
Well, they're walking around the house, and they're looking at all the cameras, and they're talking amongst themselves, and I hear them say, because I've got audio surveillance going on, I wonder what they thought they were going to do with these cameras. And then they walk over to the cabinet where the DVR is, and I hear one of them say,
"Oh, you have a router." Nice job, Mark.
Didn't say anything.
Mark did.
What a jerk. Anyway,
yeah,
they said that. OSH.
Unprofessional.
They have a router. And then click. They cut the line.
So that's when they discovered they were being
physically ripped
over the
internet. Yep, and I have it all on film.
Awesome.
And not only that, they unplugged it, but they didn't realize that I had everything was battery backup. So I got additional film of them after they thought they weren't being filmed.
Sweet.
That's hilarious.
And Texas is, as I understand it, one of the states where you do not need the consent of those you are recording. Is that correct?
I certainly hope not.
So when's this coming out? I mean, is there a release date on this yet, or are you still going
to... I don't know. This is intended to be the pilot episode of our new reality show called Cop Busters.
That is exciting. Very cool.
It's
sounds
also
like
going to be on Odessa News tonight.
Keep us in the loop on this, Jason, and let us know as this develops. Appreciate the call. Mark is a very bad talk show host. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
All right.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!